you.
I'm so inspired by moms killing it. Yes. Like, I feel like I just got into motherhood, mm-hmm. and just to see mothers been doing it and doing it still, yeah, I'm like,
it don't stop.
I'm so excited.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
Welcome to Moms Actually. I'm Blair.
And I'm Morgan.
And this is our special guest, Monica Style Muse.
Yes.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have
Thank you.
Thank
you so much for coming on the couch with us.
Oh,
anytime. Hanging out with us. Yeah.
We're already friends. We're besties.
Yeah, besties. We're besties.
Listen.
It happened in like 2 minutes.
Just
Absolutely.
Two.
Stuck with me. So brag on yourself a little bit.
Yes.
You know, I think they know who you are, but just in case for the two people that don't.
Right.
They're so sweet. Okay, so for those who don't know, my name is Monica Style Muse. I am a digital influencer. I've been in the game for quite some time. So they say, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like, it's been 10 years. Mm-hmm. But I'm your favorita morenita, you know. Yeah. I'm from Brooklyn, okay. But I'm currently in Los Angeles. A lot of people don't know that about me. And it's okay because my son now is from the Valley, child. So we're going to take it. It's okay. Yeah. But I do all things beauty, mm-hmm. lifestyle. I like to say, yo hago lo que a mí me da la gana. You know, I do whatever
that,
I want.
I love okay? when you do that.
But it's just important for me to just be myself in any space I'm in, whether it's beauty, whether it's fashion, whether it's mommyhood. Mm-hmm. And I'm just here to just share a little piece of myself that yes. maybe you may not know so much. So thank you for having me.
Of course. Yes. You guys are going to love her. This yes. conversation is about to be so good,
so excited.
Real. You guys are going to relate to it, but I need you guys to do something for me first.
Mm-hmm. What are you supposed to do?
Subscribe.
Yes. Subscribe right now.
Yes, we're going to give you
like right
5 seconds to press the red button.
We waiting.
Okay.
Yes!
So let's get into it. You want to tell her about our little
okay,
game?
So It's Giving Motherhood is our little game, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so we take these paddles. This is what this is here for.
Alrighty.
And the gold means yes or it's the first option. The white means no or it's your second option, okay?
Alrighty.
And the first answer is always the right answer. So don't think too hard
okay.
about
trust
it.
You
just
good.
Give us the
I trust y'all.
The real, okay?
I trust y'all. Let's
so
do
we're going
to
ask you a question. I will start. Did you experience being touched out after having your baby?
What's touched out?
So like oh, you're cooking okay. and your man come up beside you like.
And you're like, oh, I don't
ooh,
like
and
that.
Like, ooh.
Ah! Because you have your baby and your baby's always with you. You're
no, touch oh. me.
Okay. Oh. She said, touch me. And the hormones yeah. did the opposite for
listen,
me.
It was on fire. I was like, do not get me pregnant again.
They got wink. A C-section.
She was like, yeah. wink.
So we couldn't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, well, I was like, look, oh, now.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Like, and it wasn't on purpose. I didn't even know what it was. I felt so bad. He'd yeah. be like, you know, he'd walk behind me like a little puppy dog. Like, oh, and I'm like, it's yeah. not personal. I just...
Not right now.
I feel like that when I have reaction. My period. Like, don't mm. touch me while I have my period. Like, my
okay.
boobs, oh my, do not touch me.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
That's our, or when I'm doing chores. Like, don't bother yes. me when I'm doing chores because I'm not there with you. I'm cleaning.
I have a random question.
Oh, let's
we just
do
talk
it.
About getting our boobs done.
Uh-huh.
I really liked being touched on the boobs before I had my breasts done.
Yes.
Hated it afterwards.
I agree.
It changed for you too?
Because it's like... I know what we're so honest with each other,
yeah.
and I know he knows there's milk in here still. So he's probably like, ah, I don't know, like, I don't know, like, I don't know. I feel like a part of me felt like this is like I'm a mom,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and it became like I went from like boobs to milk supply.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it was like, these weird. Are getting more
yeah, like yeah. it's weird. Mm. I don't know. I agree. Yeah. I'm so glad I'm That's not the only one. I feel
yeah.
like I'm like, mm. yeah, don't touch.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of weird. No,
yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. Has being a mom given you more confidence in your body?
Baby.
I'll say yes now. Yes, yes, yes. Because I'm like, oh, I really
baby.
Did that.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I did that.
And oh, you're like confident in like, oh, my body's really cool and what it can
yeah,
do.
Yeah, like okay. my body. And then I also like, not only is it cool that it could do this, but like I look good.
Ooh, and you do.
Thank you.
Okay, have you seen her? Like these women are incredibly like stunning. I came in here, I said, oh my gosh. I'm so glad. Like I was really like so blown away. Not that I had any less expectations, but I was just so blown away by how everything is set up and just
oh,
like,
thank you.
I'm so inspired by moms. Killing it.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I just got into motherhood mm-hmm. and just to see mothers been doing it and doing it still,
yeah,
I'm like,
it
don't stop.
You.
I'm so yeah. excited. No, motherhood made me feel like, y'all gonna see this fupa, y'all gonna see this gut. But the thing is, I feel like I've been more transparent. Yeah. Like, I'll tell my audience, I'm wearing a faja today. Yeah. I'm not wearing a faja today. Yeah. That hurt, okay? Like, that is not gonna work. But I just feel like I made a whole child.
Mm-hmm. But I appreciate it, because I get so sad when I see people who have recently had their babies and they're trying to show their snapback after.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it looks good, I'm just like, I feel so sad that that's the expectation. I'm like, your cervix is swollen. It's not even about being fat, especially like right after you have a kid. Like, your cervix is swollen.
Your insides.
So if you're showing me you have a flat stomach afterwards, like, what did, like, that's not good.
It does something weird to, I feel like a lot of moms these days feel like I have to look like this immediately after.
You get those legging pictures about like 3 days after the baby. I'm like,
Or even like in my culture, they had me wrapped the next day. I was like in like, my mom was like,
trying to get those abs together.
I said, who's wearing this and I'm breastfeeding?
Like, I can't breathe.
No. It's too much. It's too much.
Yes. Okay. So have you found yourself comparing yourself to other moms?
Yes.
Yeah. I think subconsciously I do.
Yeah.
Like not on purpose.
Yes.
But then I'm like, get out of there.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You have to talk to yourself. And more so, like, not more so, like, I want that. More so, like, how are you doing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I'd be like, dang, how are you doing all of this? How do you look like this girl spilled the beans?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think these conversations are so important to have, because I don't think people, like, I'm sure people look at me and like, girl, how are you doing it?
Yeah.
But I'm looking at people at like,
how
you look like that? And you got all these kids and then like, you got a job and you were from home and you a mom, like, and you a wife, like, how are you doing it? So it'd be that. But other than that, I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, I don't want that. Yeah. I just want to know how you're doing it.
Yes.
The only thing I compare is like, how did your abs get back together?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how? And then, of course, the Pinterest moms, because it's like, I want to. I won't, but I want to.
No, it's true. Yeah. It's true. And then I also have to remember their age. Like, a lot of the girls who are having babies now who I follow, they're younger. Okay. Your body snaps back differently when you're younger. Yes.
And it snaps back really nice with the first child.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Lay was kind to you.
Yeah. Like, after Layla, oh my goodness. You would have, it was great.
Yeah.
I still had abs, all the things. Yeah.
So after Zoe, you were like, I'm coming right back.
Zoe came for war.
Yeah.
What's her sign?
She's a Gemini.
Oh, okay. Mm. So she said, I'm gonna bring a little spice, a little color to your life.
Both of them, truly. And you know, your body also knows when you're like what to do on the second and third child.
Oh, wow.
Your body immediately, like I was showing.
Oh, yeah, you show earlier
so
the second
quick.
Child.
Oh.
So be prepared for that.
Yeah.
I felt like I showed so quick. I don't know if it was my torso was short.
Well, then you're going to show up like there's going to be no confusion next time.
My husband always jokes, and he's like, literally, you took the pregnancy test, told me that you were pregnant, and the next day you had a butt. Literally. He's like, we couldn't hide it for very long.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-mm. I couldn't wait for my belly. I remember we were pregnant in Miami, and I didn't tell nobody. It was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember people came up to me, and they were so sweet. So shout out, if y'all watching, thank y'all for not telling nobody. Because I was throwing it back on John, and you could see the whole belly. But it's that in-between of, like, you don't look pregnant.
She just enjoyed life.
It was so annoying. You didn't know what to wear. Literally, it was so stressful. But it was fun. It was fun.
So next question.
Okay.
Do you keep your goals private?
I don't.
I feel like no.
No. Okay, no.
Y'all can't take what's aligned for me. Like, if God has this set up for me, like, I don't even know how I got here.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm just from Brooklyn. Yeah. And I just, like, came on here right after I got laid off. I was on unemployment for a year. You had to go and get checked in and, like, make sure you was looking for a job. You got to go to, like, the little workshop.
Yeah.
And be
like,
have you been looking for a job? And you show them this little chart.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I've been looking. Like, I can't get a job.
I remember that during COVID.
I've been looking at $300 a week. And then a year came up. I said, y'all, I ain't got a job. Like, I need money.
Yeah.
And I moved here on a whim.
And so you're like, I have no job and I have no money. I'm going to move to L.A.?
Yeah.
That's the goal?
Yeah. I mean, I came out here by the grace of God. And I told my boyfriend at the time, my fiancé, who was my boyfriend at the time, we were together for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, can we just go look at apartments? Like, let's just manifest. He goes, Monica, I don't trust you. But I had no money. So I really was like just looking.
But he has to trust you.
And I gave him 2 weeks. I called my mom. I said, Mom, we found a place. Do I have your blessing to move? She goes, how quick? I said, I got 2 weeks. And I gave him actually 2 weeks to make a decision if he wanted to move to LA. And he was like, what? I said, let me tell you something. I'm not about to hold back my dreams for a boyfriend. Like, I love you, but we ain't got no ties. We, like, 5 years.
Did he have a job?
Yeah, he did. And he was a smart man. We were in a long-distance relationship for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And we did the whole thing. And he loves it. He actually cannot see himself living anywhere else.
Wow.
So I'm just very appreciative and mm-hmm. grateful. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you hear about the woman chasing the guy and following.
Yeah.
But mom, if he wants to, he will. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful that he did that. Because I was off delusion. I had nothing lined up. And he followed me. He's crazy.
So you literally, like, when you came to LA, you weren't sure what you were going to do, but you just were like...
Like, I had a management, I had deals, but nothing to be full-time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane. Like, I was an executive assistant mm-hmm. at a publishing company for a while, and then I got laid off. So for me, I'm like, I'm not used to, like, what is this world?
Yeah.
10 years ago... What was it?
It was very,
there was like maybe just a few of us. Yeah. And if you were doing well, you had to be doing well to be full time. So for me, I just really said, God, you take the wheel. And we lights have been on since, you know?
Yes.
So I'm just very grateful. It's
lights
always been going.
Since. I love that.
I mean, I'm sitting here with y'all. So I feel like I'm in the right direction.
You are. That's so true. Okay. So question.
Okay.
Big wedding at home or destination wedding?
I literally just had this conversation with my fiance. I said, I don't want to entertain grown folks no more. I would literally just want to buy my house and do it in the backyard. And he's destination because we have such a big family.
He's destination.
Yeah. So I'm like, he's destination. But I'm like,
I'm destination.
I would rather do this. So
please,
I don't really know.
Let's convince him. Please.
It's just... So when you decide to get married, you're, like you said, you're planning an event for everybody else on your day. It's, it's my day. Why do I have to worry about you getting good food and free drinks? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
I agree.
I don't want to entertain grown folks on my dime.
On my dime.
And then you might not even show up. Yeah. So then I'm mad. I'm losing friends along the way.
And people don't. Yeah. Oh, you always lose friends.
You always lose friends
Everybody loses a friend.
Yeah.
Dang.
See, I don't want no drama. Yeah. My baby shower was already a whole ordeal.
Yeah. Awesome.
And
it was
beautiful, thank you.
Beautiful.
It was literally, it felt like a wedding. Like, we woke up at 5 a.m.
It looked like a wedding.
I'm like, thank goodness, because I was able to kind of like get a little sneak peek to what it could be at a wedding. Yeah. I said, absolutely not. Like, I don't want to have to worry about everybody else's glam.
Yeah.
I just want to worry about myself because I'm literally... Yeah. Paying for it.
All that
I would like to just worry about myself.
Yep. All that matters is the photos and the video anyway at the end of the
day.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. So hopefully, John, you see this and we just do it in our big house.
A small wedding in our big house.
Yes. I would love that.
Ah, that's so cute.
And put that wedding money into our children's future. Hello. Well,
there you go. Second.
Hello.
Kids at wedding or kid-free wedding?
My kid will be at my wedding. So I don't know.
Wait, what about everybody else's kid? Are they allowed?
I feel like, sure. Like, what am I supposed to tell my best friend? Like, she can't bring her kid. Like, I'm going to bring my kid. Like, I don't know.
So I'm going to do like a, I'm going to do this.
Right?
Because kids at the ceremony. And after, y'all could go, you
but
know,
don't
with
you
the,
get
with
laid
the
reception? You got to worry about that.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying the kid can come
kids at the ceremony.
The ceremony. Okay. Don't bring the kid.
And then at the reception, y'all got to go.
Yes, yeah. I agree. I agree. I like that concept.
Because I want my, my daughter was at our little... Our thing. We didn't have a wedding.
Yeah, I think the parent, like the bride and the groom, if they have kids, bring theirs. But it's like,
everybody
do you want
else.
Your friends to bring their baby to your ceremony?
No.
Yeah, I think the ceremony, maybe no kids. And bring them to the party if there's like a little section for them. But sure.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So you would even let the kids be at the party?
Yeah, because my family, look, Dominicans turn up with children,
yeah,
no
true.
Children. Like, the kids could be at the function,
Y'all start drinking coffee around, like, 3 years old.
Oh,
right?
I'm a coffee drinker. Yeah. Like, I drink coffee. my veins are filled with coffee, for sure, okay? But, no, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you team full glam or the no makeup look?
Dang, it's also just because it's like...
Yeah, it depends on the day.
Right, depends on the day.
Depends
like,
on the day.
Monday through Friday, if I'm not going out...
No makeup.
We're not wearing
look.
No makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But if we stepping out...
Full glam.
You say you going...
Full glam.
If we're going to do it, we're going to do it.
Absolutely. Yes. There's no in-between with me. There's not like a, she's kind of... It's either you look...
So you're full glam. You don't have no makeup look. You said if I got makeup on,
acne, hyperpigmentation. You going to get full glam. Like, I'm not going to give you a tinted moisturizer unless she's going to be a full coverage. Okay, let's keep it a bug.
What's your favorite full coverage tinted moisturizer?
Oh my God. Why am I Alicia Keys brand? Keys. Oh my gosh.
Wait, so she wears makeup.
Listen, but it's like a tinted. It's like a concealer. It's like an all-in-one concealer, and it has like the biggest doe foot. Oh my gosh! When I tell you, it's so fire on the skin.
Really? So she dry snitched on herself.
I don't know. It's like a good serum. It really gets my skin.
I thought she just had like skincare. I didn't know she had the.
Oh, there's a whole makeup collection.
So she's like, I'm not wearing makeup because I don't have eyeshadow on.
Yeah. Maybe she's not being specific, but like, there's a little bit.
She does the no makeup.
Yes, that's what they're not telling y'all. And then the guys be like, oh, I want my face. I want y'all to do y'all makeup like her, and it be your whole face.
Yeah,
y'all don't get it.
Okay, got it. So, last question.
All right.
Would you rather have your man take you on a surprise shopping trip or a surprise meal like date night in?
A date night in. Because I really don't need my man to do like to take me anywhere, like shopping, because we're gonna be there for a while, so this is not gonna be fun. But like a date night in, like our favorite horror film. I'm a horror film.
Oh, really?
So this is your time. That's my love language. Mm-hmm. Like cook at home. Let's watch a movie. Like we've been doing that more, especially when you have a kid who sleeps in bed. Yeah, you really gotta make
that's
it.
That's when your life starts.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! And listen, you literally have just that window.
Yep.
So. Okay, you got that window. So you either watch a movie, do what you got to do, have,
Netflix,
you know, Netflix, do whatever it is you need to do because you have a window. Hopefully you don't wake up because then it's over. But yes, I watch a movie and like relax and like talk and gossip because trust me.
You got to catch up.
We gossip.
Man up. Everything that's going on.
Mom, if you told me it's a secret, I told my man. I promise.
Well, no, there's always, I feel like if you tell anybody a secret, there's always a plus one.
Of course.
But especially if someone's married or in a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't even...
Yeah, they don't count.
Yeah, it's
We're
not
one.
Even like a thought. I'm We're like, if one. You're married, your yes. husband definitely, or your whoever, they know.
But it's safe.
Yes.
Yes.
It's locked.
We locked in.
Okay, don't worry about it, okay?
Well, all right. So now that that is all over, this was good.
We're like, that was a good.
I know, that was just IG. I know, that was just